Hello, hello, hello. I feel this season is so exciting because we have another school from Papar. Okay, I'm always happy to have different states, but I think this is special, okay? Reflecting the growth of TEY. When we practically can manage every aspect of our lives with a smartphone. But in a way, do you know our handphones also can keep the phantoms away, the energy vampires. So that's why as MK Take's team is here, okay, working on their Switch app. Okay, I can't wait, right? Because it's a story about energy vampires. Okay, so I can see some of them laughing shyly in the background. So maybe I can ask a question about their journey, their TEY journey. Okay, Amira, I want to ask you, right? How the inspiration, where the inspiration came from when working about this project?
I got this inspiration from where I was going out from my home, from my house. I always forgot to turn off the switch. Also, my electricity bills goes higher and I cannot control that. I don't have the to control the electricity. Yes. Okay.
It must be frustrating, right, Amira? Especially we already on the road. Listeners, we can imagine, right? I forgot to switch off. Okay, make sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Like we really need to double check the switch to make sure it's off. It's so
frustrating.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's really strong motivation, right? And I love the idea of developing apps. So I would like to ask, right, Rosella. So I understood you work with Mereka to build the prototype and whatnot. Besides that, right, that journey of learning, okay, your problem solving method, what else do you feel like that has been very helpful for your team?
Besides from the Mereka and the Toyota, they help us a lot. And when we were there, like I was doing the prototype, right? I think they have so many stuff that we actually don't have. And it actually helps us a lot. Yeah.
Oh, in terms of facilities, expertise.
Yes.
Yeah, that's necessary, definitely, to complete the project. So, I would like to go to next person, Wardana. I would like to know, right? So, how do you imagine, if I ask you, right, if someone asks you, right, how would you describe or imagine your journey, for example? If we're watching a movie, right, there will be a theme. Right, for example, I don't know, nowadays your generation watching what kind of movies, but for example, if you're watching Cinderella, having dreams, believe in your dreams, for example, right? But if I were to ask that question, what's the theme of your team's journey? How would you describe that?
I think it's pop of girl. It's like pop of girl because there are three and we also three, so do you know how small Popov girl is? And they are just like, I don't know how years old, but they have the spirit to save the world. So I think we also have the same spirit as them. So I want to give my team as that theme of genre of movie or story.
I love that. Yeah, ordinary people with extraordinary power, right? And I feel like if all of us listeners and myself including could exemplify your team, could be Powerpuff Girls. Okay, for guys, you don't have to be Powerpuff Girls. You can be Powerpuff Boys or whatever you want to call it. But to embody that spirit, I love it, I love it, I love it. So maybe one of other Powerpuff Girls, Cikgu Adeline. So maybe you can tell us a little bit, right? How has it been so far for you as teacher advisor to witness their journey, their growth?
I would say okay. During the early, during the beginning of the journeys, we facing a lot of difficulty and struggle. As okay, I think all of us, including myself, was not really familiar with coding, and we come up with this. Even though it's a really good idea with Switch App, but to make it okay into reality, it's a struggle. However, okay, I think these girls are having a very great determination, and they're willing to learn from scratch. So they learned coding. They're willing to go extra mile. So it is okay a success. Okay, they're able to successfully okay come up with the prototype and the app itself. Yeah, thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Meaning, the willingness to learn from scratch, to be a beginner with that growth mindset. That's so important. And I believe they only have better future ahead. Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I would like. I think we can move to the next exciting segment. I've been giving them different sounds. Okay, so I'll make a sound, and I hope one of you could share a story in response to that sound. Are we ready? Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, okay, let's do it. Okay, so I would like to know, where in your journey, right, which moment, what moment that makes you like give that bang moment to you?
For me, when we were in our journey, when it's make the sound bang, when we were going to buy some of the materials for our project, me and my teammates were going to the shop, and we were with my brother, and my brother was just come back from home, and when he dropped us to the shop, he accidentally got slapped. He micro slapped, and we got so shocked that time because he accidentally bumped into the sidewalk, and he immediately wake up that time. We're so glad. Luckily, he actually wake up that time. If not, maybe we got into a big accident.
Oh God, thank God you all safe. So yes, he was driving.
Yes. And he got micro slap that time. We were also sleepy, but jadi at that time we also got sleepy that time, so we also slept at the car.
Oh, you were not aware of what's happening, whether he was sleepy or not.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, and my heart skipped a bit. Okay, continue. That's not it. Okay, continue. This is so very suspense. Okay. Let's continue.
So after he wake up, we just go on to our house, to our home. And the time he bumped the sidewalk, it's actually when we are going to back home, actually. So, good. Nothing actually happened, and all the materials got not damaged.
Huh? I'm more concerned with your safety and your brother's safety. Shout out to her brother. Thank you so much for being that chaperone, right? Helping you out and whatnot. But I think that's such a. I think this is the most the one that sent out the bang moment. Literally, almost you already banged the sidewalk. Right, but I'm so glad you guys made it here. All safe, okay?
All safe. Glad all safe. And the car also safe from any scratch, actually.
Okay. Because if not, your brother will get into trouble. Yeah. We don't want that. Thank you so much, Amira.
Okay.
It's something that I didn't expect. Again, a small PSA, public service announcement. drive safely. Okay, drive safely. Take care of your safety. Wow, wow. That must be like a awakening, metaphorically for you guys, right? Like, oh, we have to wake up now and work hard. Okay. Okay. Wow. I still need time to gather my thoughts because of the shock that I felt from that story, listeners. Okay. And that's not the end. I have new other questions, right? And maybe I would like to ask this question, right? After that awakening, right? That bang moment, right? So working on this project, I believe you, all of you, like among the youngest team, TEY among the youngest agent M's, okay? Are you hoping or are you dreaming a bigger dream now, bigger ambition after you almost completing your TEY journey? Maybe before this, okay lah, let's join TEY, okay? Toyota has made it possible. But because of this, right, this journey, you now dare to think bigger things. Would you like to share that, any of you?
So yes, actually, this experience have been give a lot of to me, myself, and my teammates, I guess. Because, you know, Amira is a shy girl. He never joined any competition. So I encourage her as a leader. So I think Rosella is the same. So I encouraged both of them. So I think I want to give a lot of experience to other people. I want to join another innovation competition because I've never been in one. This is my first time actually.
Oh.
So I think, and it's also a good competition for IT because you met in innovation, you know, to help people. So basically, it's not just an ordinary competition. It's help people and communities to overcome their problems. So I think I want to, it's a good thing that you get prize, but you also help people. So I want to join another competition like this. It's a big achievement to me, I guess.
Wow. And you're so right. What you're doing here is basically championing, right? You are championing for good cause. And I think for us at Toyota and MET Movement, we are so proud to see your journey, to witness how you're growing day by day in championing mobility. And I'm sending all my love and cheers to all your next adventures. You still have a long way to go, okay? So thank you so much once again to join me today in the studio, and all the best for your pitch. So listeners, I think it's so powerful, okay? Thank you to the team for inviting us to think differently, to reimagine how we can control the energy consumption at our fingertips, okay? We learn from them, they learn from the scratch. There's something each of us could do, okay? With that, I will meet you again, listeners, in the next episode.